And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. And that is the last that we are to hear of the deeds of these mysterious wise men from the east who came to pay homage to the one who had been born King of the Jews. Upon being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. After having read the rising of a particular star to portend the birth of a new king, these wise men traveled long distances to Jerusalem, apparently expecting to find the newborn king there. They did not find him in Jerusalem. Instead, with the help of King Herod's own wise men who advised this king that the king would be born in Bethlehem, they went on another 6 miles, 6 miles south to Bethlehem with instructions to search diligently for the child and to bring back news to King Herod, who stated that he merely desired to pay homage, but in reality was fearfully seeking to preserve his own political power, his own claim to the title King of the Jews. But once they were on the road to Bethlehem, they did not need to seek diligently for the child. Instead, they found themselves once again guided by the star. They found themselves once again guided by the star. Perhaps the star that had always been guiding them to Bethlehem, but their presumptions about the seat of power among the Jewish people had taken them off course, perhaps to Jerusalem. Either way, the star was once again guiding them on the road, this time from Jerusalem to Bethlehem. And then through the paths and alleyways of that little town until the star's light came to rest upon the place where the child was. And so Matthew's gospel tells us that at this moment, the wise men were overwhelmed with joy, not merely satisfaction that might come upon the realization that their long journey was finally over, but rather the overwhelming joy that could only come from being confronted with the spiritual reality of this mysterious child. This mysterious child king, this prince of peace, this God with us. And so, enwrapped in joy interminable, they entered the house, saw Jesus and Mary, knelt and paid homage to this newborn king, offering him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, gifts fit for a king. After their long, arduous journey, these wise men did not linger long in the presence of the child king, for at some point prior to their departure, perhaps they had rested on their way from Jerusalem to Bethlehem. We don't know exactly when, but we know that by the time that they had prepared to leave Bethlehem, they had been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, not to return to him with news of this child, a king of the Jews, and where he was to be found. We know neither the exact timing of the warning or the specific content of it. But apparently they were warned that Herod did not plan to pay homage to Jesus in the manner that they did. And so, having experienced the joy of being in the presence of this child, and having been warned that Herod was not to be trusted in that same presence, these wise men made what was likely the most important decision of their lives, forced to choose between the fearful worldly imperial power of Herod and the mysterious joy-filled power of this child. They made a most unlikely choice. They decided to refuse the temptation to serve the one who was backed by the world's most powerful army. Instead, they served the one who was, to all appearances, served only by a guiding star and a loving mother. But they had experienced the joy of his presence, the kind of joy that can only flow forth from the love that binds all things together. And so, perhaps, they sensed a deeper and different power in his presence. Whatever inspired their decision to heed the warning that they had heard in the dream, they cast their lot with love and went home by another road, trusting that the real peril that came with that new path, the possibility that they would be discovered acting in disobedience to worldly power, these wise men trusted that such peril was worth facing in service to the one who sat with his mother in a humble abode in Bethlehem. And so the question comes to us 2,000 years later. Are we willing to set out on our life's journey by another road? This evening, we are leaving behind the Christmas season where we celebrate the gift of the child king born in Bethlehem and moving into the season of Epiphany, where we celebrate the revelation of Christ's light and love to the wider world. And we reflect on the ways in which our own lives are revealing that light and love to the wider world. As we begin this new calendar year, and as we move into the season of Epiphany, we have the opportunity to reflect on the roads upon which we journey in our daily lives, at home, at church, at work, at school, at play. Who are we serving as we decide every morning to set our feet upon the pathways of our lives? Are we willing to risk the comfort of the familiar path if we see that it is a path that puts us in conflict with our commitment to serve Christ and to let his light shine forth in our lives? Are we willing to follow in the footsteps of the wise men and take another road? The wise men proved themselves wise on that day when they set out on the perilous path that bypassed Herod's palace and power. Scripture tells us no more of their deeds after that, but in their wisdom, they gave us models for faith, models for courage, models for making our way in this world where we have many roads to choose from. As our lives continue beyond the joy and wonder of this Christmas season, may we be so wise as to find ourselves returning home by another road, a road prepared for those who have basked in the light of Christ and been sent back into the world to share his story.